Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. The last line on page Pei Zayim. We're about to turn on to page 174. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Yitin Hayayin L'socho Chai. When you are filling up the Koshal Bracha for Brachas HaMazon, you should pour the wine in when it is undiluted. Ad shemagia lebirchas ha'aretz, until you get to the bracha of birchas ha'aretz in benching, the oz mozgo, and then you dilute the wine, lehudia shevach ha'aretz. That way you're giving over the praise of Eretz Yisrael, as the Mishabru will tell us, that the wine is so strong. So when you get to the birchas ha'aretz, so then you start diluting the wine. The Ramos says, V'yesh omrim dim hayayin eino chozok ein tzarech lemozgo. There are those who say if the wine is not strong, you do not need to dilute it. V'chein no hagin de'elu ha'aratzos, and that is the minhag in these lands, that we don't dilute our wine. V'yotzi'enu min ha'chavis l'shem bracha. When you take the wine out of the chavis, out of the barrel, you do it l'shem the bracha. V'niridil l'didon she'ein lanu harbe yayin. For us, that we don't have so much wine, ein tzarek rach l'shovcho min ha'kankan she'shomen bo ha'yayin l'shem bracha. The chavis lavdafka. We don't have barrels of wine sitting in our houses, so you don't have to pour it out from the barrel right when you're going to bench, but rather we do it that we pour it out from the kankan, from the container, right before we're going to bench, and we do it l'shem the bracha. So the chavis that's mentioned over here is lavdafka. We don't really have a chavis of yayin. The chenu hogim medinos elu, that is our minug. And the Ramah ends off the sif and writes, v'kosha bracha yemalenu shehemole al kol gedosav. The kosher bracha should be filled up all the way to the top till it is full on all sides. Says the Mishabura in Sif Katan Dalin. When you pour the wine in initially, it should be yayin that is chai pirish. Kimo shehu b'li meziga. The way the wine is strong, undiluted. Af she'ein roi l'shtoso kach kimo shehu. Even though it's not drinkable the way it is, it's so strong you're not able to drink it, you should still do it. And when you get to Birchas Ha'aretz, then you start diluting it. Sif Katan Hey. When you get to the beginning of Nodelecha, the beginning of Birchas Ha'aretz, so then you dilute the wine, and that shows the Shevach Ha'aretz of Katan Vav, that it has strong wine, that it requires diluting with water. The Ayin Bebeis Yosef Shekasa, look at the Beis Yosef who writes, Din medidaso nogu ha'olam limzog b'ma'at mayim af kishein hayenos chazakim. The Beis Yosef writes in his Medina, they were knowing to dilute the wine with a little bit of water, even if the wine was not strong. Ayin shamatam, look over there for the reason. But the Ramot told us that there are those who say if the wine is not strong, you do not need to dilute it. Says the Mishabura Sekhatan Zayin, Eino Tzarech Lemozgo Mishum Derailish Dosil Kamoshahu. It's a practical reason that we're diluting the wine, so if it doesn't need to be diluted, so you don't need to add in any water. We said when you pour it out of the barrel, it should be poured out L'Shem Bracha. Hainu Sheyotzienu Samach LaBracha Menachavis L'Shem Bracha. It means close to the time of the Bracha, you should pour the wine from the barrel. L'shem the bracha, v'lo yotzienu mikodem v'yeshta bekeli. You shouldn't pour it much earlier and have it sit around in the kli. That's not proper kavod. V'zeu rak l'mitzvah min hamuvchar. This is only mitzvah min hamuvchar that you should pour it into the kos right when you want to bench. The last point that Ramah said it should be totally full of cotton tas. V'av sherogil l'shafich tas ayideze la'aretz. Even though when you're filling it to the tippity top, it tends to pour over. Still, that's what you should do. And there are some who don't fill it all the way to the top for this reason, so it shouldn't spill over and get wasted. Still, it is called malay if it's pretty much to the top. V'day, you should know. This whole idea of having a kos malay for the birchas hamazon is only for a mitzvah. It is not ma'akev the benching. Im ach yesh behayayin shiravis. As long as you have a revius in the coast, it doesn't have to be all the way to the top. That is only for a mitzvah, but it is not ma'akev. Says the Mechaber by the Sif Gimel, Tzorach lachzor achar kosholim. One should go after for Birchas HaMazon, a kosholim, a coast that is complete, it should not be broken. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Yud. Lachzor miloshen zemashma durak lechatchila ve'edikuv adover. From the language of the Mechaber, that you should go after it. It's mashma that it's a din lechatchila, but it's absolutely not ma'akev the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Sekoton yud aleph. It should be shalim meaning shelo yehe guf hakol shavur, that the actual cup itself should not be broken. Velo pogum bisvasa, it should not be flawed on its edge. Afilu chisaron muat, even a small amount should not be missing from the kos. It should be a complete kos. Ubenistak yesh lahakbid lachatchila afilu belo chisaron klal. If the kos is cracked down the side, one should be makbid lachatchila, even if it's not lacking, it's just cracked. One should be makbid. The Sharet Zion writes in Yud Aleph, haynu afilu im ein hayayin note berach hasedek. Even if it's a very small crack and no wine is leaking out, still better not to use such a kos. V'chein im guf ha-kos shalim. And so too, if the actual cup, the part of the cup that holds the wine is shalim, rak b'siso nishbar, just the base of the cup is broken, gam kein yesh lahakbir, also one should be makbir not to use it. V'afilu yochol lamar al-besiso. Even if it's only broken a little bit, it's still able to be standing on its base. Lechatchila, one should not use that. In lo she'ein lo acher yesh lahakbir b'chozeh. Unless, of course, you have no other options, then all of these kosos would be good. What about using a disposable cup? So if you look at note number 8, ulagabe kos chad po'omis, in terms of a one-time use cup. Rav Moshe writes to Negus Moshe, she'ein lehishtamish bala kosha bracha, that should not be used for a kosha bracha, mishum shekos ha'omedes lezrika la'achar ha'shimush, a kos that's going to be thrown out after its use, ein lo shum chashivas, it does not have chashivas, and therefore it's not proper to be used for a kosha bracha. Ach, however, im ein kos acheres, if there is no other kos available, yitachin sheyesh l'haka b'davar, it makes sense that one should be lenient and he could use the kosha bracha with a disposable cup. V'chein kosav b'shalash shuvas minchas Yitzchak, l'hachmir b'zeh, he also writes that one ideally should be machmir not to use it. Ach tzideid, she'im ein lo kos acheres, again if you have no other option, yochol liyached kosu l'shimush keva, you should designate this kos to be used on a more permanent basis. Ho lu be'etzem ru'i l'kach, since it is really fitting for that, u'l'kadeh shaleh, and you should use it for Kiddush. Those are the more machmir shitas that say l'chatchila you should not use a disposable cup, but if you skip down to the next paragraph, Me'idach Hagonav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Tzidei She'ein Psul Bekos Chad Pa'amis. There is no psul in using a cup that is a one-time use. Ho'el v'hi kli haro'i l'kabel tumma. Since that is also a kli that's able to makabel tumma, it is fine. V'chein hikel Hagonav Vazner, v'chein das Hagonav Shom Zaman Orbach, she'kevan she'kosos elu miyuchados l'kach. Since these kosos are designated for this, and important people are using plastic cups for important sudos. You can use it for kosher bracha. When it comes to a paper cup, which sometimes happens, especially if you have the pointy ones, so water is dripping out from them, the liquid drips out, so there Rav Ozner says, so therefore, if it's going to be dripping out, you shouldn't use it, but a disposable cup seemingly is fine to be used according to many poskim. According to some, you shouldn't use it, but according to everyone, if that's what you have, that's what you should use. We don't see anyone bringing down to do two cups. You see sometimes people doing that. I have not found a source to use two cups. Maybe it makes them feel better, but the inyan is that some say you can use it, it's fine. Some say better not, but if you have another option, you can use it, but we don't see that other eitzah. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the middle of Sivkot and Yud Aleph in the fifth line. Ubikisui kalim, with the cover of a kli, afshalo nasu lekabola, even though it's not made to be a receptacle to hold on to wine, gam kein ein lahakbidim ein lo acher. If you have no other kli to use for the kosher bracha, you can even use the kisui kalim. Kosova magen Avram b'shem habach, yurei shamayim lo yivarech b'mitznefes. The Magen Avraham writes, B'shem Debach, that one who fears heaven should not bench with just a yarmulke on, Rak Yosem Akova Al Rosho, but rather he should put on a hat for benching. V'yesh Nohogim Gam Kein L'Esate B'Beged Ha'Elyon, there are some who are knowing also to put on a jacket. The Kol Zehu B'Chlal Itav Hanema B'Gemara Eitzel Kos Bracha, all this is included in Itav that is mentioned in the Gemara by a Kosha Bracha. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'chein nogu kayom b'Yisrael. That is the minhag today in Klal Yisrael. Be'eis brichas amazon, at the time of benching, she'meisimin ha'kova al roshein, that people put on a hat, afilu kashu mevarech b'yachid b'li kos. Even if one is benching by himself without a kos, the minhag is that you wear a hat for benching. What if you're saying ala mechya? So if you look at note number 11, ul'inyan birchas mein shalosh, huva shagon rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the stipler hayanoig lilbosh kova kishabir brachazu, he put on a hat for ala mechya. The kosav agon rechai Kanievsky, his son, shekain roi lasos, that is the proper way to go. V'chein kosav b'shalosh shuva sal maschayim ha'sholem, shalachachilo roi lilbosh kova af b'shabrachos, that you should put a hat on also for other brachos. Me, amnam, however, Das agonos shomos an orbach shachumro shenemar bebirchas hamazum. These chumros, like wearing a hat, that's mentioned by benching. Kegon lilbosh kova v'chalifa, to wear a hat and jacket. V'chein levarach mitoch asevor, to bench from inside a bencher. V'lo balpeh, not by heart. Ein haolam makbidim bebirchas mein shalosh. The minhag is not to be makbid on these things for ala mechya. If you skip to the next line, he writes v'chein das agonos Scheinberg. Shalom matzinu chiyuv levishas kova be'ez birchas mein shalosh. We don't find anywhere a chiyuv of wearing a hat for ala mechya. Says the mechaber Vayta Sivdalad. Sivdalad is going to go through the process of how one holds on to the kos when he is benching with the kos. Mikablo b'shtei yadav. Now the pashtus here is when someone's passing you the kos to lead the benching, you're mekabel it from him with shtei yadav. Some people know if they're picking up themselves, they pick it up with two hands. But when you start the actual benching, notlo biyamino, you hold the kos in your right hand, velo yesayeya bismolo, you do not assist with your left hand. You hold it only with one hand, with your right hand. The Rama says, v'hainu davka shalotiga hasmol bakos. This hakpada is only the left hand should not be touching the cup. Avalinosein hasmol tachas hayamin lesayeya mutter. But if you're holding the kos in your right hand and you put your left hand underneath in order to help out, that is mutter, says the Rama. The Mechaber continues and says, "Umagdil me'akarka tefach miyoshev agabe karka." If you are sitting and eating on the floor, you lift up the kos a tefach off of the floor. The imhu meisov ba'shulchan, and if you're sitting at a table, magbio me'al ha'shulchan tefach, then you lift the kos off the table a tefach. The no sein bo enov, you place your eyes on the kos, shelo yasiach daito, so you should not be distracted. The Rama says, v'al kein ein lochin kos shepivtzar, therefore we don't take a cup that's mouth is narrow, shekorin gluklaz levarich alav. We don't use that kind of cup for benching, because we want you to be able to look inside and to see the ayin. The Mechaber ends off the sif and says, "Umeshagro leishto shetishte mimenu," and you pass the kol shel bracha to your wife that she should drink from it. Says the Mishavura sif cut in your base, mekabel v'sheyodav, you receive the cup with two hands. Kosav hataz, the taz writes, the atam, who the reason is, kidei laharos chavivas kabalos hakos alav, you're showing how chaviv it is, you're mekabel with two hands. V'achakoch ochazo biyad echad, after you makabel with two hands, you only hold the kos with one hand. Shelo yehi nira olav kamasli. It shouldn't look like it's a burden. It's so hard to hold it. You got to hold it with two hands. So you hold it only with one hand. Ubiyad yamin shehu ha'ikir ve'achashiv. You hold it in your right hand. That is the ikir and the chashiv hand. We'll get to lefties and mirtz Hashem in the next sif. Shelo tigas if katan yud gimel. The mechaber told us that you should hold the kos in your right hand. You should not help with the left hand. And the Rama explained that it's dafka that you shouldn't touch the left hand on the kos itself. Haynu afilu miyirtze leechos akos biyad yamino. The emtza kos, even if you want to hold the kos in your right hand in the middle of the cup, ubiyad smolo yochazeno mitachlev, and you want to put your left hand on the bottom for some extra cushioning over there, you should not do it. But if you want to hold on to your right hand with your left hand to be misayeya, that you can do. Sivkatan yudalit, pirush. Shakos munach al kaf yamin. The cup is being held in the palm of your right hand. V'nosen asmo mitachas lismoch yad hayamin. And you place your left hand under your right hand to support your right hand. That you can do, says the Rama. Sivkaton tesvav, that is mutter. Kevan she'eno geabah kos, since you're not touching the kos. I guess when it looks like a burden that you're holding it with two hands, it's only if you're holding the actual kos with two hands. And if you're just putting one hand under the other, that would be okay. V'ha'achronim kasu di'esh la'achmir bazeh im lo l'tzarech. Achronim, right, one should not even do that. You're holding the kos with your right hand, just use your right hand, unless there's a need to help out with your left hand. Kosav ha'shlo, the shlo writes, al pi ha'kabola nochon shi'yamer ha'kos al kaf yamino. Al pi ha'kabola, you hold the kos in the palm of your right hand, v'ha'etzbos yuz zekufim saviv, and the fingers stand upright around it. And then he says, Lo yita kos abata yadayim, you should not hold the kos with gloves on, rak yisirim mikodem, rather you should take off the gloves before you pick up the kos. Sivkotan tezayin, the mechaber says, you pick it up at tefa from wherever you are. Zakta mishabura kidei sheyehe nira kos la kola mesubim v'yastaklubo. You raise up a tefach, that way everybody can see the kos, and therefore they can stare at it. Uba gemara masmich la akra, the gemara relies this idea on a pasuk, tiksiv kos yeshuos esa, that I will raise up the cup of salvation. Sivkotan yudzayin. The reason why you're supposed to be looking at the cup is shelo yasiya daito min habracha. You should not get distracted from the bracha that you are saying. Sivkotan yudches. We'll see some notes at the end. We'll first finish the mishabura. The alkein ein lokhin. Therefore, we said you should not take a kos that has a narrow mouth. Shelo yuchlu lihistakel b'mashe besochov. It's too narrow on top. If it's a skinny cup, you can't see what's inside. However, the Achronim Hikshu al Zeh, the Achronim ask on this, the Kavana sa Gemara Masha Amru, the Kavana of the Gemara that says, V'nosein ein of ba, you place your eyes on it, Hainu behakos. The Gemara means to say that you put your eyes on the kos. V'lo b'masha b'socho. It's not talking about looking at what's inside. So here they're telling me, don't take a narrow kos because you can't see what's inside. But the Achronim ask, the Kavana of the Gemara is that you should place your eyes on the cup. So it shouldn't matter how skinny it is. V'alkein ein lahakbid bazeh. Therefore, one should not be makbid not to use a skinny cup. If you can't at least get another cup, it's fine. Obviously, if you can get a wider cup, so get a wider cup, follow all the shittas. But the pasha of the Gemara, the Achronim say, is that you're looking at the coast, you're not looking at what's inside. So if all you have is a skinny cup, it's 100% fine. Sivkotan yutes umishagro leishto, you pass the coast to your wife. Sha'ayidei kosha bracha misbarecha sa'isha. Through drinking from the kosha bracha, the woman is blessed. Even if the wife was not part of the Suda, you pass her the kosher bracha. If there are other guests by you, you should also give to them to taste from the kosher bracha. If the guest is sitting by the host, and he is the one that is benching on the coast. Yitin gam lebalabayis lishos mikos shel bracha. He should also give the coast of the balabayis to drink from the kosh shel bracha. Kedei sheyisbarech habalabayis. So the balabayis should be blessed. And the Shaar Tzion writes in Yutes, umenelo misbarechas gameisha. And that way his wife will also be blessed. I'd like to point out a few interesting notes. It starts at note 14 on the bottom of page 174 and continues in the back of the Sefer on the bottom of page 33. A couple of quick points. We said, number one, that you are magbio, you raise up a tefach. Now, how do you judge a tefach? We just said that you put your hand under the kos. Does a tefach go from the bottom of the kos or from the bottom of your hand? In other words, does the thickness of your hand count towards the making of the raising the kos a tefach? So, note 14 writes, Upa'ofen shira tefach kosav atihilo David, sha'ove hakaf ohetzbos mitzarfin l'shir tefach. The hand counts towards the tefach. So it does not need to be that your hand is raised a tefach off of the table. It could be that your hand is less than a tefach. The kos is less than a tefach because your hand counts as part of the tefach. U'bishulchan shlomo kosav shebekoshi yesh lo basis gadol. You know the cups that have the big stand and then the kos starts higher up. So what about that 4 inches of stand? Does that count as a tefach? So the Shulchan Shlomo writes, "Dai l'shar mitachtes beis hakibul ve'ein tzoruch l'shar mitachtes habosis." So if you have a kos that has, that has something you can put your hands in between, you can put your fingers, put the wine is up here and the base is down here, so that also contributes to the kos. You don't have to lift up the whole thing. The bottom of the cup does not have to be a tefach off the ground. The bottom of where the wine is has to be off the ground. So if it's a tall kos, you barely have to lift it at all. You lift it a drop, and it's already a tefach off, and it would not be a problem. Let's go weiter in the notes in the back of the sefer. Note number 15. Uleinyan admosa yesh lahachzik as a kos. The one who's leading the benching, until what point should he be holding on to the kos? So the Shaar Teshuvah writes, b'shem the Chacham Tzvi, sheyesh lechos es hakos ad la'achar birchas bo'er p'ragofen, all the way through benching, till you make the bracha bo'er p'ragofen. V'chein kosav ha'kaf ha'chayim, v'chein kosav the shevet ha'levi, shemen hogo lechos es hakos ad shemavarech alav bo'er p'ragofen. Most people are not doing this. That they say you should hold the kos all the way through the whole benching, through the bracha afterwards. Milvad b'suda shlishis b'shabbos besides shalshudis shemenichol l'achar bracha revias. Then you could put it down by l'mayachasreinu. Kevon shememela in shosem esa kos l'achar bracha masa. You're not drinking the kos anyway, so then you could stop holding the kos over there. But if you skip to the top of the next column, he writes meidoch. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan does write, Sha'minuhu lahasagas akos ad harachaman, v'chozer v'notlo biyodo b'shas habracha, and that is what most people are doing, v'lomaya chasreinu, before the harachamans they put it down, and then the one who's leading the benching picks it up again for the bracha by Pragofen. One last note, note number 16. V'afal pi shakosav l'kamon, Sha'medatik yizor l'varach b'chaz hamozum mitoch ha-sefer. We said over here you should be looking at the kos. That way you will not be distracted, you'll be focused on your bracha, but we say later on, this is a bench from a bencher. So what are you supposed to do? So even though we see later on in the Mishnah Berurah that one who's medaktik should be careful to say bracha zamazim mitoch ha-sefer v'lo bal peh, so the Shulchan HaTorah explains, she'zadavka b'mi she'enu mevarach al ha-kos. That which you should look inside a bencher is if you're not benching with a kos, but if you are benching with a kos, says the Shulchan HaTorah, you should do what we're saying over here, and you should be looking at the kos, that way you will stay focused, and you will not get distracted from your bracha. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.